from Brand Country Music Hall in Branson, Missouri. It's Branson Country USA. Join your hosts, Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee, as they welcome tonight's great lineup.
That's right, guys. Country singer Presley Pugh.
Along with regulars New South, Jackie Brown, and the Rhinestone Mafia. Stay tuned for 1 hour of grand fun.
Branson Country USA.
And now, let's go to the stage with your hosts, Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
That would be us, right there.
I'm saying hi to the folks.
Oh, it's this way. It's IH yeah. up this side down.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Welcome to Branson Country USA. We're doing our Hooked on Phonics here tonight, folks.
Let's say hello to these folks. The Nucleus, this entire thing. The Wild Bunch, good to see you all tonight. Good to see you. Our good friend Lori out there celebrating her birthday this weekend. Happy birthday to Lori. Sitting next to her is Mama Haygood right there. Right there. She's responsible for all the Haygoods. Make sure you catch their show. Hi to all folks that watch it on TV. And hi to the folks that listen on radio in Ava, Missouri. That's Ava. KKOZ 1430 on the dial. Say howdy, Ava.
Howdy, Ava.
Perfect.
Oh, got some mighty good folks over that way. And we got some good singing for you right now. How about it for New South? Boys, they're ready for you.
Just my fight, you lighten up the load that you bear. You see, with all the sorrow and trouble in the world, it seems like the least we can do is take that smile into the street and share with everybody you meet.
Every day,
I wanna shake somebody's hand.
Every day,
I wanna make somebody know the things I can.
Good old Oak Ridge Boy song, one of my favorites. But right now we're going to switch gears and do some of the Statler Brothers for you.
All right, boys.
I'll go to my grave loving you. I'd give all I'm saying, loving you, and should I live again, even then, it won't end, for I'll go to my grave loving you. Oh, it'll take this place forever. No, now there's nothing I wouldn't give. I'd prove to you daily what a man really is. I lay down my life loving you. I'd work day
Luke and Eric, New South. Thank you, guys. How about a hand for the band, though? They sound extra good tonight. Mike Jackson filling in on drums. We have no idea where Rob is. We don't care. What's weird is his wife is here. Isn't that odd?
Anyway. Needs a little break, doesn't she?
I guess so. How about a nice hand for Gene Mulvaney and the Branson guest card. Sponsor of this portion of our show, the Branson guest card. There's 110 show discounts, 200 dining discounts, shopping, and attractions. Where can we use it, Jamie?
John's Pizza right there.
Right there on the back cover.
Yeah. 25, I can read that without my glasses. 25% off all pizzas there at Papa John's, and that's take in or take out or take in. You can take it in or take it out.
And delivery as
well.
You can
shove it in there, or you can take it home and shove it in there.
Football season has started, so it's time to get this number in your book and use your Branson guest card and save some money where you spend more and you save less.
That's
no,
true.
you save more and spend less.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gene.
We may have to do this one over.
Well, I've had a rough week. You know, Larry Allred, boy, why doesn't he call anybody else? He called me the other day and said, "Come over, my microwave's not working."
Why?
Yeah, so I drive over there, you know, his house. Anyway, I get in there. I'm like, "What's it doing?" He said, "Watch this." He hits the pizza button.
Yeah.
He opens it up and he goes, "It's still popcorn." The man shouldn't be in the kitchen, shouldn't cook.
No. Well, Dawn was complaining the other day. She wanted to cook in peace and quiet. You know, that's what she's complaining about. So Larry took the batteries out of the smoke detector.
You know, if he left dental floss in his kitchen, the rats would hang themselves.
He told me that all the flies chipped in and bought him a new screen door.
BransonGuestCard.com.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a little break, come back with some great country music for you right after this with more Branson Country USA. Y'all are good. Welcome back to Branson Country USA. You're about to meet our little Louisiana spark plug right here. She's a member of the Grand Country family here. She performs every afternoon at 3 o'clock on the Comedy Jamboree, and she's going to tear it up for you. Here's Tiffany Sassanella.
Hey, Jamie. Hi, y'all. How about some Trisha Yearwood? I
more song for you. I'm going to slow things down with one of my favorites by Gretchen Wilson. This is When I Think About Cheap.
Tiffany. Gonna make my way to the piano. We're gonna switch piano players out. Jamie's gonna sit down here and do a John Conley song for you. A few years back, John came in and guested on our on Branson Country USA. Very, very nice man. And we're talking backstage, and little known fact about him, before he got into show business, he was a funeral director and embalmer.
True.
And he's kept his license current all these years just in case the music thing didn't work out.
That's very true.
You thought about a backup plan?
Underwater basket weaving.
This is a great song. Just got to put John on the map. From 1978, here's some Rose, Colored Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through know only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth, and they let me hold on to the good times, the good lies, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling defeat, so cheated, but reflections in your eyes show me the fool. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. So I just keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting the many times that I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside.
And you got that piano lick right.
I got it right.
He was worried
time.
About that. In rehearsal yesterday, he played it perfect. And during rehearsal a while ago, he couldn't play any of it.
Sound like I was using my elbows.
Good job. We're going to take a break. While we're on the break, make sure you get on your computer, your iPad, your phone, whatever, and go to votebestofbranson.com. Votebestofbranson.com and backslash Grand Country and vote for us. You can vote every day from all your devices through September 6th. And we have 20-some nominations for all of us at Grand Country. So please vote for us. Make us a winner. Don't let those hate goods beat us out one more time.
Sick of it. Sick of it.
Ground them when we could have.
All right. Now I'm mad. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with some more great music with more Branson Country USA right after these fine words. Welcome back to Branson Country USA. We have a very young and talented and beautiful gal going to come out here and sing for you right now. She's only 23 years old. She is originally from Lake of the Ozarks, so she's a Missouri gal, and you're going to absolutely love her. Would you please make her welcome Presley Puig?
Take my much. I'm so excited to be here. That was a good old Loretta Lynn song. And this next song is another classic country song by Miss Leanne Womack called The Fool.
You don't know me, but I know who you are. Mind if I sit down? Do I look familiar if I know well I should? I'm sure you've seen me around. I know you've probably heard my name, though we've not been introduced. But I'm the fool in love with the fool who's still in love with you. If you've got a minute, I'll buy you a drink. I've got something to say. Sound crazy, but last night in his sleep, I heard him call out your name. Well, this ain't the first time he's done it before, and it's hard to face the truth.
Wonderful job. And now you got a lot of interesting things going on here. You just graduated from MSU.
Yes, I did.
This year.
Yes, in May. Graduated in journalism.
Journalism.
Yes.
So what did she decide to do? Sing. There you go.
Right.
That's all right. That's all right. And you actually performed at the Main Street Music Hall up there at Osage Beach.
I sure did. For 2.5 years, I was on that show right before they shut down, and I started my own band up. So I took a lot of people from the show with me.
I was gonna ask you, you met your bandmates there at the show.
Yes, I do. I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with Matt Gumm if you're from around this area.
Yes,
his mama is my bass player.
There
so,
you go.
Yes, we run around together a lot. My drummer is Chris Libby. He used to play for the Duttons up here. And my guitar player is Mark McPheeters. He's played for a million different people, and I'm very blessed to have all of them because they are an amazing group to be around, I'll tell you that.
And you're a songwriter?
Yes, I recorded an album in Nashville in 2018, I believe. And there's a bunch of songs on there that I wrote. Did some bluegrass stuff, had some stuff chart on a few different bluegrass charts, but I mostly kind of do country now. So,
well, that's wonderful.
We're having lots of shows.
And you're performing all over the state.
Yes, we're trying to broaden out, leaving the Ozarks a little bit, but I ventured down to Branson, so I'm getting a little bit farther out.
You have an open invitation here on our show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you have a website or anywhere where they can find out?
I have a Facebook page, which is all together. If you go to pages on Facebook, it's Official Presley Music, all one word, and we post where we're going to be at all the time. And fun behind the stage stuff, because my band's goofy. We always have fun with a bunch of things, and I like to post it and embarrass them a little bit.
No problem with that. Hey, check her out, and you'll find out where she's going to be, and go see the whole bunch. You'll enjoy it. Another hand for Presley. Didn't she do a great job? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
She'll be back one of these days. We'll be back one of these. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes after. We're going to take a few minutes to hear some fine words from our sponsors, as they say. And then we'll be right back. Bob Davidson's going to tear it up for you right after this with more Branson Country, USA.
Welcome back to Branson Country USA Live, the stage of Grand Country Music Hall. We're bringing out a fella. He's still part of the Grand Country family. He sang on this stage several years with our Down Home Country show, but he's been singing around the Ozarks for years. But the day he graduated high school, he got a job singing on Lee Mace's show up there in Lake of the Ozarks. You've seen him with the Plummer family, all kinds of shows. He's one of our dearest friends, and he came down to sing for us in Springfield tonight. Put your hands together for Bob Davidson. Yeah. Bob.
Thank you. Still a little Merle Haggard tonight, man. The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm at. No one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried so very hard, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. All the Haggard. You bet. Thank y'all so much. Man, it's good to be back here on Branson Country USA. I'll tell you what, I almost didn't make it tonight, though. My dog had a little deal last night. He ate, my kids left the Scrabble game out. Y'all playing that Scrabble game? My dog got into that game last night and ate like 12 of the letters or so. My wife and I rushed him to the vet this morning, but he's going to be all right. I got a call just backstage a little bit ago from my vet. He said that he's doing good, but they ain't got a word out of him yet. Jokes like that prove that I have worked in Branson, Missouri. All right, let's go back and do some good old Randy Travis. What do you say now?
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education. and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop all the dying. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. But that farmer left a harvest, a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he laid his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. Now that story that preacher told last Sunday, and he reeled that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mom, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, well, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Bob Davidson. It's so good to see you.
It's good to be back, Mike. Thanks for having me out, man.
Yeah, as I tell folks, he sang on Down Home Country. We had so much fun.
Six seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time.
A lot of great country music. What are you doing these days?
Well, today I'm just still remodeling houses. I'm just an old general contractor. And I have a music ministry as well. I'm taking my ministry into the prisons. And singing to some of those men up there less fortunate. So taking that to them and just sharing my love for Christ through my songs that I write.
Well, God bless you. We love you. We love your family. I was so honored. His son, Hunter, graduated high school in May. And on his graduation day, I got a text from Bob saying Hunter's graduating.
He's
today.
Out of He sure did.
So proud of him. Proud of your family. And we just love you.
It's good to have him out here tonight, too.
Yep. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mike.
Bob Davidson.
Appreciate it, man.
Good job.
Thank you, buddy.
Don't be a stranger. I'm setting up a microphone. Merle's going to come out here and sing you a Chad Cathell song. Oh, I got that wrong? Chad Cathell going to sing you a Merle Haggard song. Here's Chad Cathell.
Don't hang on the same nail too long. Just can't stand to hear the same old song. I don't leave the highway long enough to bop down in the mud. Got rambling fever in my blood. Got this rambling fever long ago. First heard the lonesome voice blow. Someone said I ever gave a damn, really dang sure told them wrong. I had rambling fever all along. Rambling fever, and it can't be measured by degrees. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure. Wait up the next morning, drink a coffee. Talking about when I'll be coming back. I don't let no woman tie me down. I'll never get too old to get around. I wanna die along the highway, not away, like some old Highland gold. Got rambling fever in my soul. Rambling fever. And it can't be measured by degrees. Rambling fever. Ain't no kind of cure.
That's the way you do that. Good job, Chad. One quick break. We come back with the quartet and the gospel song. Up next on Branson Country USA.
Oh, welcome back. The time has run out on us, hasn't it, Mike?
Have you all had a good time? I have, too. When I think back on this show, I've enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just look back. Another hand tonight for our special guest, Presley Puig, tonight.
That's right.
Great singer.
Great.
Check out her material. Another hand for Bob Davidson, our buddy. Next week on this show, we have Sean Barker from Legends in Concert as Johnny Cash, and he is good.
Going to be good. We got some good gospel for you right now in the form of New South. Boys, are you ready? Come on.
Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Musical and vocal director is Michael W. Davis. And production manager is Chris Wainscott. The Rhinestone Mafia is made up of Chad Campbell on lead guitar, Kevin Clements on steel guitar, on drums, Rob Blackburn, Larry Allred on bass guitar, and Michael W. Davis on piano. Wardrobe designer is Megan B. Williams. Sound engineers are Sid Pierce and Chris Schultz. Lighting coordinators are Cody Griffin and Brandon Munson. Video director and post-video production editor is Shauna Helsley. If you'd like to be in our studio audience, just call for tickets. Call 417-335-2484 or visit www.grandcountrylivemusic.com. We'd love to have you. For more information about planning your fun-filled visit to Branson, visit grandcountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From everyone at Grand Country Music Hall, thank you for joining us for another Branson Country USA.